This is Worldviews. I'm Suzak Rolat, the Dean of the College of International Studies at the University of Oklahoma. In 1946, the U.S. State Department tried to diplomatically reach politically unstable cultures in Eastern Europe and Latin America through a traveling exhibit of 117 modern and abstract paintings by leading American artists of the period. That collection has been reassembled by art museums at the Universities of Oklahoma and Georgia and Auburn University in Alabama. Our guest today is Mark White, the chief curator at the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art at OU. Mark White, welcome to Worldviews.
Thank you very much.
This is an interesting art exhibit that used to belong to the State Department, was collected by a curator there, became quite controversial in nature, and was disassembled and then reassembled, I believe, by the University of Oklahoma, the University of Georgia, and Auburn University. What is it about this exhibit in particular that was so controversial?
Advancing American Art was an attempt on behalf of the State Department under the Truman administration to reach out, to create a kind of cultural diplomacy between the United States and other cultures, especially cultures at that point that were considered politically unstable. So they were looking to Eastern Europe. They were looking to Latin America, anywhere where the State Department considered the issue of democracy to be central not only to that country's interests but also to the United States. And they felt that culture was really the kind of tool that could build a bridge between disparate nations. And so they had been sending exhibits for some time, but this exhibit was really the first to showcase modern art, not the history of American art, but really what was going on in the United States in 1946. And that was part of the controversy that ultimately erupted around this exhibit. Initially, the exhibit was received incredibly well. It was received very well overseas. It showed in Paris. It showed in Prague. It showed in Havana and Port-au-Prince. And it generally was very well received by the culture that was viewing the exhibit. What happened, though, however, is that the State Department, in order to put this exhibit together in an affordable way, actually purchased the work because it was going to be cheaper to purchase the work, especially at a discount. And a lot of the galleries and the artists gave the State Department a discount instead of renting it. And Congress had a real problem with the idea that the State Department was buying work, and work that would have been deemed controversial in nature for a variety of reasons. Because it was abstract, and abstraction was even at that time considered something somehow un-American. It was something European. There, it was controversial because it didn't always show the best image of the United States. So it might show an image of poverty, or it might show an image of some sort of political or social concern. And finally, there were a number of the artists that were leftist in sympathy. They had connections or former connections to communist groups. Even if they no longer were actively involved in communist groups, they had at one time. And so a lot of members of Congress had a real problem, and that really kind of was the source of the controversy. So
the controversy wasn't international in nature. It was domestic in nature. It was the American government that had issues with this particular collection of art.
Definitely. And the irony of this is that the exhibit was intended really to showcase that the United States emphasized freedom of expression as something that was central to American democracy.
My guest is Mark White, the chief curator at the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art at the University of Oklahoma. We're talking about the museum's new exhibit, Art Interrupted, Advancing American Art and the Politics of Cultural Diplomacy. We'll continue our conversation right after this short break. I'm Suzette Grelot, and this is Worldviews. You're listening to Worldviews on KGOU. I'm Suzak Rolat, the Dean of the College of International Studies at the University of Oklahoma. We're talking with Mark White, the Chief Curator at the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art. A week from today, the museum opens its new exhibit, Art Interrupted, Advancing American Art and the Politics of Cultural Diplomacy. Just before the break, he described how congressional and presidential pressure forced the State Department to end the international tour after just a few months. Joining me in this conversation is Rebecca Cruz.
Well, what's happened to the artwork then? I take it the exhibit was closed down after these protests. We're now looking.
How long did it run exactly? Yeah. I mean, how long did it go?
The exhibit began in October of 1946, and it was ultimately recalled in April of 1947 by Secretary of State Marshall, who actually had come in after the exhibit had gotten started. And so under congressional pressure, he recalled the exhibit, and it was about a year after the congressional hearing, and there was actually a full-scale congressional hearing in which they brought the Assistant Secretary of State, William Benton, in and questioned him. This is all in the congressional record. You can read how they sort of grilled him about this exhibit.
It was a very big deal then.
It was a very big deal. And President Truman got in on it as well. Several reporters asked President Truman his opinion on the work. He called it ham and eggs art. He publicly disparaged this entire exhibit. And so it really took a lashing from a number of different members of the federal government. In a way, it was an attempt by the newly elected Republican majority to, I guess, clean house of the last remnants of the New Deal. And this was seen as something that was very much in the spirit of the New Deal.
So it got caught up in other political issues at the time.
Very much so.
And certainly at a time of, you know, concerns about, as you said, leftist or un-American art and artists.
Yeah, that's certainly.
And it's been sitting in a vault somewhere, or what happened to it after 1947?
Well, it did indeed sit in a vault for almost a year, and then they decided they needed to just get rid of it. And so Benton ultimately made the decision that it would be publicly auctioned and that hopefully the State Department would recoup its expenses. Mm-hmm. And not only had the exhibit become infamous by that time, but many of the artists were incredibly well-known artists. And so they really thought they would see a profit.
So, for example, who are some of the artists? Georgia O'Keeffe is part of
this
collection.
Georgia O'Keeffe, Ben Shawn, George L.K. Morris, Arthur Dove, John Maron. It really was almost a kind of who's who of American art at that time period. Artists that had really established their reputations at least 20 years earlier, artists that were up and coming. It was an important showcase of many of the major American artists at that point. And so the State Department decides, okay, well, we're going to auction this off. They have a preview at the Whitney Museum of American Art, and it is an incredible success, the auction. There are a number of bids that come in. What happens, however, and this is one of the interesting parts of the story, in order to do this effectively, they had to reclassify the art as war assets, and then they could auction them off to the public. So they're reclassified as war assets. Well, in the War Assets Administration auction rules, there is a little-known clause that any institution that is receiving federal or state funds automatically gets a 95% discount. Well, the three major winners of the auction, the University of Oklahoma, Auburn Polytechnic – or Alabama Polytechnic, which becomes Auburn, sorry – and the University of Georgia are all receiving those funds. So they all get a 95% discount on this art.
95%.
That's incredible. What an amazing steal, more or less.
yeah. I mean, just to give you one example, Georgia O'Keeffe at that time is fetching – sizable prices for her work. You know, she's a very successful artist in 1948. The Georgia O'Keeffe that came to the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art cost the university $50.
Oh, it's amazing. So this collection then was auctioned off, and the three institutions brought it back together. And now it is making its way through each university's museum. Is that correct? Or is this being shown more broadly? Is it again traveling overseas?
It is not traveling overseas. We were hoping to do that, and it becomes increasingly complicated in this day and age to travel an exhibition overseas. We would have liked to, but it just proved impossible for a number of logistical reasons. But it is traveling. It will be traveling until 2014, and the three museums that received the bulk of the exhibition have reconstituted as much as we could find. There were 117 works that were originally auctioned in 1948. We were able to locate 107, which is pretty good.
That's pretty amazing.
And we have recreated the exhibit under the title Art Interrupted.
The idea of the exhibit to begin with was kind of this effort at diplomacy or cultural expression to an international audience. Is that something that we continue to see, attempts at that? Is this used in foreign policy in any way since that time? Not this exhibit necessarily, but other attempts.
It does have a life today, although not to the extent that you see it, I think, in the 1940s. We actively still participate, that is our museum, in a kind of art exchange. We will often show aspects of our collection in various embassies around the world. And in fact, just recently we had work in Africa, in Finland, in Canada at the embassies there. And so it is something that continues, but I don't think that there is at present a kind of government incentive or motivation to actively use art as a form of cultural diplomacy.
I mean, I noticed in reading about the exhibit and preparing for this discussion that in 1946 at the State Department, there was actually a visual arts specialist that mm-hmm. was involved in actually creating this exhibit. I mean, is that the kind of position that no longer exists in the State Department? I mean, they still have a Bureau of Cultural Affairs, and there are those programs for cultural exchanges, educational exchanges, but using art, actually art forms, as a way to communicate across countries or to share information and engage more or less in diplomatic relations seems, you know, to be, as you're saying, less relevant today. But is that kind of position still, does it still exist at the State Department?
As far as I know, no. I don't think that there is a current – they wouldn't have that title anymore.
It's an interesting, you know, an interesting visual arts specialist, somebody that is clearly engaged in trying to visually perhaps represent our country in foreign countries.
Yeah. I mean, certainly that title as it stands does not exist any longer in the State Department. And I don't think that they really have somebody who is actively creating exhibits for foreign countries any longer.
So this notion then, I mean, from its origination, this exhibit and its purpose and then its recollection and just studying this about this exhibit, I mean, can you tell if this is kind of something that's just purely American?
I think other countries have actually been more interested in this idea and have used it more effectively. I think it's an idea that the American government always found a little uncomfortable. They didn't like the idea of necessarily promoting culture. And I think this exhibit really tells that story. I think other governments have been far more interested and have created ministries of culture expressly for this purpose, which is, of course, something that does not exist in any real way, shape, or form in the American government. I think the closest we get is the NEA, and even then, it is constantly under attack.
The National Endowment for the Arts.
That's correct.
Well, it sounds like an interesting event, so thank you very much, Mark, for joining us on Worldviews today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
You've been listening to our conversation with Mark White, the Chief Curator at the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art. The museum opens Art Interrupted to the public March 1st with a day-long series of panel discussions about the exhibit. We have more information on our website, kgou.org. KGOU produces Worldviews alongside the University of Oklahoma's College of International Studies. Mackenzie Samus prepared the research for this interview, and Brian Hardzinski produces the program. For Rebecca Cruz, I'm Suzette Gorlott.